Welcome back to Sports Day. Shane McGuinness alongside Jimmy Bartel. We're here all with thanks to Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Well, Jim, it all comes down to Game 3, Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night, State of Origin. And I tell you what, if TV ratings are anything to go by, I get the feeling it might be the last time we see the State of Origin in November. For mine, it belongs in mid-year. Are you a mid-year State of Origin man or an end of year?
Well, I love it no matter where it is, but yeah, mid-year it seems where it should belong.
Why ask us when we've got this man on the line? Pulled on the Maroons jersey 23 times, of course, a member of the Kangaroos as well, former Queensland rep Brent Tate. Tatey, welcome to the program. Mid-year or end-of-year State of Origin for you?
No, I'm a bit of a traditionalist boy, so it's definitely mid-year for me. I think that's where it sits. And I think just with all the ratings with the TV and all that sort of stuff usually dominates where we head. So I'd imagine it'll go back to that again next year. But yeah, definitely mid-year for me.
Game 3 at Suncorp. Queensland have the opportunity to wrap up the series, probably against the betting markets, it must be said. What's the feeling like in Queensland in the build-up to this match? Is it like a normal Game 3 of State of Origin, or has it been a bit lacklustre?
Oh, look, I think at the end of the year, it's certainly lost a little bit of its momentum, I would think. It just doesn't, I guess, in some ways feel like a traditional origin, but the last couple of days you've certainly felt the momentum build, and I think because it being a decider and obviously all the crowds being let back in, you know, there is starting to be some excitement build around it. So, yeah, look, mate, we are up against it, but, you know, we've got a history and our history is built on being up against it in the underdog. And, you know, just listening to Wayne Bennett do his press conference today, I get that real steely look in his face, and you know, if he's passed that on to his players, I'll be ready to go tomorrow night. You can never ride off a Queenslander.
Yeah, and we love seeing Wayne dance at the end of it when the Queensland pull off a great win. And just further on the games and when they're played, it seems like the series always seems to be a lot closer when the first game is played outside of New South Wales and Queensland, whether it be in Adelaide or Melbourne or Perth. Is that the way it should always go? So each gets one at home and one just on a neutral venue?
Oh, it's a bit of a hard one, mate. Look, I love the fact that they, you know, having two in Queensland and either in New South Wales. I know we've got a responsibility to grow the game, and it is such a great product, and it is so popular when we've taken it to Melbourne or different places like that. But, you know, again, I go back to that real staunch origin where it's state versus state, mate versus mate. And I love to see them, you know, two in New South Wales and two in Queensland. You know, rotating years, just because that's the way it's always been. And I think, you know, the more times we have that, the more it builds that tribalism within.
Tatey, take us inside Queensland's preparation or inside their rooms with Wayne Bennett and all the brains trust there. When you're coming up against someone who is an absolute superstar of the competition, how do you prepare or nullify someone like James Tedesco? Because he was all over the park in the last Origin match. And we know, even in club football, he plays anywhere near his best, his side normally wins.
Yeah, Jimmy, well, it's really difficult to stop someone like James Tedesco. You know, he's the best player in the world for a reason. And, you know, he is a sensational player. And look, Queensland will have a game plan to try and nullify some of what he does. But because he is such a dangerous player and he pops up and he plays such a high-energy game, it is so hard to keep him out of it. But, you know, going in behind the dressing shed, you know, I know Wayne and even Mel, it's not so much technical origin. It is about getting your head right and being in the frame of mind to compete and pay a price physically and mentally. And, you know, we've got three guys that are very experienced in those in Mal and Wayne. And, you know, they're going to have to draw on every single bit of their coaching prowess to get him up, because New South Wales are favourites for a reason. And we are up against it. But as I said, we've got a history of playing well and doing the job.
Queensland, you mentioned Wayne Bennett and obviously all the brains trust there. They just, you know, the Queensland spirit, always, you know, sold as the underdog and they lift. That's the emotional stuff. But what sort of tactical stuff would you like to see from the Maroons coming in early against New South Wales? What would you like to see and go, yep, Queensland is right on tonight?
Well, I think defensively, mate, they've got to be a lot better than what they were. I think in the first game, in the first couple of sets of six, New South Wales just rolled up the field. And I think defensively, especially in Origin, that really sets a tone and sets up your whole match. And I reckon, yeah, the first couple of sets of six, you can really tell whether a team's on or not defensively and how they're going to play. So for me, it's going to be their line speed and aggression in defence. And that's going to be led by Josh Papali. And we've got Christian Welch back as well. He was a huge loss from game one into game two. So I'll be looking at those two guys really to lift and set the standards, you know, with the speed of our defensive line and how aggressive we are.
Tatey, we talk about tribalism in the AFL. Fair to say that that's got nothing on the tribalism of State of Origin when it comes to the Maroons and the Blues. What's it like playing at Suncorp Stadium with those Queenslanders backing you in? And does the crowd have an impact? Do you think that home ground advantage can help the Queenslanders tomorrow night?
Actually, you're just talking about that. I looked down at my arms and I got goosebumps thinking about playing it. And that's legitimate. I really do. Mate, there's nothing like being a Queenslander and playing at a packed house at Suncorp Stadium, especially in a series decider. There is nothing that gives you that sort of rush and that sort of feeling of being 10 foot tall and bulletproof. So that'll play a huge part tomorrow night, make no mistake. And that's why it's so hard for New South Wales to win in Queensland. And that's why, you know, it's so hard for Queensland to win down there as well. But, you know, a packed house at Suncorp, you know, they all come down from Caxton. They get on the drink. They're full of liquor and full of loud mouthing. And it's great for us. So, mate, it really is, as an athlete, you know, it's something that, you know, you'll just never experience again. But, oh, hell, it's great fun.
If Queensland is able to win tomorrow night, they win the series. Is this one of the great Origin series upsets?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd put it right up there with some of the best that we've had. And we've got a history of having some great ones along the way. So I just think with all the commentary around the team, and to be fair, there's probably some guys that, you know, through injuries have gotten an opportunity to play, but they've taken it with both hands. So, you know, if we are to pull off what everyone will say, probably is a bit of a miracle tomorrow night. But, you know, it'll definitely go up there as one of our greatest series wins for sure. It'll be talked about for a long time.
Was it 1995, Brent, that Fatty Vorton coached a team of nobodies? Is that what they were labelled in the media?
They were a bunch of nobodies, mate. They certainly were. But you know, they found that spirit and they found what it was to play for Queensland and they won. So, you know, look, if this team is able to pull off a win tomorrow night, I think, you know, we'll be definitely talking about this team in the same breath as that 95 side of Fatty Vorton's when, you know, we talk about them with such high praise and that being one of the best series wins. Well, you know, this could be a team that we talk about for a long time going forward.
Tatey, great to catch up. Appreciate your insights. Enjoy tomorrow night. And for your sake, hopefully the Maroons can claim the series.
Go the Maroons. Good on you, boys.
Awesome. Brett Tate, former Queensland representative. Well, we talk about State of Origin a lot in our game, Jim, but and the pride, certainly, for the big V, but it just never able to reach that New South Wales Queensland rivalry, and I guess when it's just two states as opposed to WA, South Australia, and the Allies as they finished up, it just wasn't going to match it.
No, and they legitimately are playing for stuff. Like, it's that deep-seated hatred, but also they're playing for, you know, the Australian rep jumper. You know, the best of that comes out of it as well. So, and it was legitimate. It got built early by literally teammates punching on with each other when they went to State of Origin and then on the weekend playing with each other again.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. So, looking forward to seeing how the State of Origin goes tomorrow night. Interesting, Jim, just while we're on NRL, Melbourne Storm skipper Cam Smith has brought out a autobiography in recent weeks and has spoken about it. Still won't commit to next season, whether or not he's retiring or going around again. It seems to me that for the Melbourne Storm, if you're a Melbourne Storm fan, you'd love to see him go around again, but it seems as though things lean toward him hanging up the boots.
Yeah, I think with time going by, people think he's going to retire. But Cam Smith he depends where you're from, but he's in the best one, two or three players. It's like the discussion we have with the best three players of AFL footy. I think he's earned the right to make the decision. Now, I know Melbourne Storm are super professional and they want to fill the spot, but with the fluid nature of a league, you know, they've got talent coming out of their ears, but you just allow him to make up his mind, and I'm sure he'll make it in due course.
Do you keep him there just as a face of the club, or does he have to be able to play an important role on the field?
Anything he does has an impact. That's how good Cam Smith is.
Yeah.
Like, just have a look at their premiership.
I agree.
He just he still brained them. And you listen to the young players just going, I think you heard a few of them in their post-match interviews. They're like, I hope he keeps playing because he's going to win me another premiership. That's from young, talented players on the Storm list.
I think just that the stature that he has within the club and just having him around. You know, it's Cameron Smith. And as you say, so many of those who come into the Melbourne Storm team would have idolised him. I think he has great benefit. And if, no doubt, if you're Craig Bellamy, you'd love to see him go one more.
Well, how fortunate have we been down here at the Melbourne Storm? Not only are they successful, but with Bellamy, Cam Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, like those four are just first-class citizens and Hall of Fame or immortal-type players.
Yeah, immortals, yes.
Yes, as they use in rugby league, immortal-type players.
Yeah, no, they are. And I think that's gone a long way to making the Melbourne Storm the club.
It's a powerhouse.
That it is today. And not only a powerhouse in Melbourne, but a powerhouse of the National Rugby League. We're here for Wilson Home Sports Day on a Tuesday night. Chat with one of their friendly staff today about personalising a home design to suit your individual lifestyle. Coming up next, we're going to catch up with our good mate Ash Brown to talk all things sport and the media. That's next on Sports Day.